You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Father, every instruction he gave me, he told me that some ain't going to receive me, but I come down here for the ones who will receive me. It's just like now. We sit up in the house of God and said we ain't scared of nothing. When a real demon come up in here, everybody's scared.
Come on now.
The pastor better check his chairs this morning because somebody peed on themselves in there. But people pee in your chair when ain't no demon out. Gotta get a witness. I have glorified you down here on earth by completing the work that you have given me to do. Okay, we're going to do a research here now. For all these people that got hidden up on the towels and gifts and all that stuff, we're going to do a survey here. This survey is in operation now. Don't go to sleep. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Have you done or have you tried to do what the Lord told you to do? I was in Washington, D.C., and this woman lost her mind totally. Somebody help me. And on a Sunday like today when I left service, I went to the hospital. And this woman was jackrabbit crazy. And she wasn't no old woman. Clicked totally out. When I got there, I said to her, because the spirit had consumed her, I said, if you don't want me here, I will get up out of here. The spirit said, I don't want my husband here. I don't want my mama nor my daddy. But I want you to pray for me. When I left, this woman was still crazy as a bedbug. I began to weep when I got out of the building. I said, what the enemy is doing for us, we think young people that you won't listen. But I'm going to back it up. She said to me, Pastor, I heard the Lord as he told you that I need to be up under your ministry. She said, but there are some people I don't like and I ain't coming. He won't make you do nothing that you don't want to do.
Amen.
But the price, sometimes he don't give you your mind back when you don't play with the mind giver. Somebody help me.
Amen.
And we do it ignorantly because we think we all are there. Whatever God tell you to go, whatever he tell you to do, you better line up and start doing it.
Amen.
I know I ain't going to get no amen. Oh, it's a lot of guilt up in here. God don't just tell one, he'll tell another.
Amen.
And it left up to you to want to do it. See, it's a falling away. It's a backing up from the things of God. Because this is about getting what I want. Lord, I want you to give me a man. Well, won't you try this man, Jesus?
Amen.
And then he can fix you for a man, a natural man.
Yes.
But I ain't ready for that. I just want what I want.
Yes.
He have told many of us, because we don't fear God like that. He said, go do this and do that, and we don't do it.
Amen.
Don't come to me with your title, because I know God is greater than a title.
Amen.
Sometimes he want to bring some healing and deliverance in your behind.
Yes, Lord.
And it's hard to do when you all are that and you think you exempt.
Amen.
But God is greater than we exempt people.
Amen.
We people don't want to do what God say do. But he'll let you run for a little while.
Yes.
And then your last run might be get up out of here.
Amen.
But however he let you run, you better know he ain't nobody to play with.
Amen.
Here's the only son say, I don't want to go down there. But I must go because my father said I got to go. I got to come like a natural man. Hurt like a natural man.
Amen.
Suffer and go through.
Yes.
People reject this Jesus that he put. It's yours, it ain't mine.
Amen.
Oh, I'm preaching to Pastor Grant today.
Amen.
Get your sleep on. He'll wake you up when it's your time. My God, your time might come faster than you think. Because you've been playing around. It looked like you have in your way.
Yes.
He allows to roll over there for a little while, and then after a while, he'll shut you down.
Amen.
And you're no more good to yourself or nobody else. My God, I give him praise up in here. Because he is a God that by we obeying him, by we reverence and connecting ourselves to him.
Yes.
And we cry and we suffer for people who we love and they give us the beat down. Brother Calvin, can I get a little soft music? My stoke is on fire, but it's okay. And we shift our commitment.
Yes.
We move ourselves from the things of God.
Amen.
When I saw this woman, let me say. See, because you won't obey God, don't get it skip up and hear nobody today.
Amen.
If you hooked on things, this person driving a new Cadillac and a BMW. Got a house, got a status of job. But don't you play with him. Because he'll come and get you when you think you don't arrive and made it.
Amen.
A simple word. Because he wanted to bring some healing. And some deliverance, and we don't know. We can't do it ourselves.
Amen.
Get on street drugs or pharmacy drugs.
Amen.
Neither one of them is good enough.
Amen.
For the healing and deliverance that we need. For our soul to be saved. I ain't hear nobody. And I said to the Lord, I heard you. And you told her, what I'm going to do is leave it alone. Every time this person mind go to get skippy, they find me. God ain't no prostitute.
Amen.
And he ain't no microwave. Because you think, sometimes they come, oh, Pastor, I just think about how kind you are. Don't play with me. You need some. Because if you believe he has put some in me to help you, you wouldn't doubt that he can. Somebody talk to me today.
Amen.
But oh, King Jesus, will be your Lord and Savior. But we said we want it, but we don't want to go through the transition and the suffering and the pain. Because it's about us. We'll get pissed off by people don't treat ourselves like we want them to treat us. And we say, to the curve I go. But I ain't never seen nobody get hinder what God has released. I give him praise in here. I got to go by of going through. We got God mixed up. The best I can do is 6 months and I'm gone. But wherever you go, you ain't leaving yourself.
Amen.
You can run over there where it look like it's honey and gold and all them other treatment, but yourself messing it up.
Amen. Amen.
I give him praise over him. See, I want him, as Jesus said, I want you to glorify me from yourself. That I have taken the responsibility with all the planned tragedy, all the usury transition, all the hurt and all the pain, to define that you are greater.
Amen.
That you are my healer.
Yeah.
You are my deliverance.
Yeah.
And I must learn it for myself. I must let these people go that hinder me from going forward. I got to rely on you and you alone. You can take the ism and the schism out the way. There are people who want a gift where they can get what they want, but the gift giver give you more than you want. And they love to be seen and identified. Hell, profit, goodwill make you feel good. Goodwill, most of their clothes been used. How can you make me feel good and when you ain't good? I want all of me to be used up. And I began to rely on Jesus. Who is the greater I am? Who is the protector and who is the keeper? And I don't even worry about this old flesh because some of it might fall off. but the keeper of my soul, that my soul won't be lost, that I will reach up in the heavenly place and say, oh, Jesus, you still is my great counselor. You still is my shield of protection. You still is my healer. So what if a few tears might come, but I'll raise my hand and say, oh, Jesus, oh, my Savior, my keeper, my provider. I just want to praise you right now. I don't feel like it, but it ain't feeling it. It don't look like it. Don't look like you're going to bring me out. But oh, Jesus, I stepped in for your protection. I stepped in for your keeping power. I kept in so you can show me you're greater.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Than my adversary. Sometimes it can be you yourself. Because you done spoke to self, I ain't going to do it. I ain't talking about that stuff you got in that you thought it was going to be good. Yeah. And you want God to get you out because you're begging to let you in.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about that. When he assigned you, it can be a rough thing if he signed you to one of these blue chairs.
Yeah.
Somebody talk to me.
Yeah.
What you going to do? When he lets you have these natural things, the man or the woman you want, they may not want you, but you want them. The car, the house, and the job, that's not enough. But I want this Jesus to come and bring completion in me, that you are the rose of Sharon. Well, you're the bright and morning star. You are my healer from way down on the inside. Oh, healer, I keep calling to you. Oh, healer, come on, let's heal by me. It's about me and you, nobody else. My. See, people can hurt us and we won't even identify they done hurt us. Some people you done so much for. Let me talk to some mamas up in here today. You done so much for your children. And you ask them to do a little simple thing and they ain't got time. Can I talk about three of us who won't be in a liar? And it hurts you so bad. But you say, hear my Jesus. Still trusting you for my healing. Still got to go forward with you because I need you. Oh, Jesus. I don't have nobody but you. So I keep coming to you, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, can you call him till you just go to sleep? Oh, Jesus, I need you for all the cares around me, for all that I'm going through, for all the suffering and pain that keep on coming over and over again. Oh, Jesus, I said this openly today, for the hell I have caught. If it wasn't us, Jesus, I wouldn't have this mic not up in here today. Take it any way you want it, you deep, go down up in there. But while you're going, go to Jesus for yourself. Many days I said I couldn't make it no further. The dictator, the controller, these demons coming at you. If you don't know nothing about it, keep on playing. You'll get introduced to them. Some come with shining representative. And when you get up in there, you ain't finding nothing but a demon and a devil. But I say, my God, I tell anybody, if you want a husband or wife, don't go to no church house. Because you might went to the devil house. Go to Jesus and let him fix you. And if he give you a midget with cross eyes, you take him. He'll fix his eye when you look at him long enough. Because you're looking at Jesus, not him. I bless him today. I give him praise. Because he is the light of the world. Can I get somebody? Oh my God. We won't tell him such me, Lord. Because we done got all straight in ourselves. I said, when nobody have to put me up out of this pool, I get out myself. But God, I believe He ain't got no little power. He got all power. And he looking for a representative that you come from the beggar line. And walk in the blessing, don't care who got the hate on. He can do it, but you're going to want him to do it. When he says straighten it up, do what I say do, he mean that. I know a person, they so deep and so full of demons, they don't see nobody but everybody and don't see themselves. Demons is real. Amen. You can play with it, they'll come attack you. Ah, but God is greater. He's greater. Because he owns the whole world. He just wants us to glorify him. I'm not sure of praise. But now to now. It's hard to get somebody to praise him, but it should not be hard for you to praise him. Got excuse and reason. My toe hurt, or my butt hurt, or anything hurt. If you sit on something too long, it'll begin to hurt. Can I get a witness up in here? He said, restore all that you had given me. With life transition, looked like it took it away from me. You know, you can be on fire for the Lord and you get around with some crooks and criminals. And you lose what? The fire had. They invite you back to the club and you say no. But they invite you to a club environment and you say yes. Is that right? But I want to make sure that he will be my provider. That I won't have no reason to keep on standing on the word of God. When people done put failure on your name and failure don't come into your spirit because you're looking at what you see. It ain't what you see, but what do you believe? That the word of God say, he who walk upright before me. I ain't talking about playing self-righteous and religious righteous. And I've been in church 50 years and it ain't never got by you because you mean as a rattlesnake. But I want to walk upright before him. And no good things will he withhold from me. And he don't need to have a meeting from the committee. He'll just blow your mind on his purpose. Remember I told the church, I said the Lord say that I would be the one to bring this family to him. I didn't know I was on program yesterday because I ain't trying to get down with people or family. Because if some demons will come and get you with either one you identify. But I was on program. And if I knew I was on program, I wouldn't have went. Because I'm sick and tired. And you think you all of that and you ain't none of that. This ain't no man thing. Because the man, the pastor of the house, he was scared as hell too. You think it's a man thing to come and get you and you'll be a wimp? Yeah, you got your three legs working, but you still be a wimp. I kept saying to the pastor, you can do it. I said, you give me permission? He said, yeah, I went and took it over. You come on with me, I ain't scared of you. I've been encountering with devils 20 some years. If I ain't learned that God is greater, I need to go on back down there to the club where I had my greatest encounters. Don't play with me today. I made up a mind that it's just Jesus and I can't take down because he deserves to bless me when I bless him and ain't nothing nobody can do about it. I don't keep a budget. I know some of y'all do. The light bill $149.33. Lord, let it be $98 next month. Hypocrite. You just want your way. You got to have something to stand and believe God. I'm going to dot all my I's and cross my T's, not in you. Do it in him. And when you do it in him, you're going to know that he is your source. Here Jesus came down here. You know, I think some of us think that we been sitting on the throne with the Father. God, we get down like that. But he sent his son to restore us into a place. It's amazing. He's still operating. We got to see it to believe it. But we got to believe it and then we'll see it. Hallelujah. I can imagine he didn't want to be, I ain't done nothing. I ain't seen it. And I know these people ain't gonna receive me. But it ain't about them. It's about you doing the work of the Father who sent you. Let me tell you, women, I know y'all scared to come up by here, but you better be scared because some of these big granddaddy daddy will eat you up. You'll take off your collar and throw it and stomp it. Because they'll come and get you. The reason I said I didn't want to be on program, because last month another cousin passed. And they tried to eat me like I was some good steak. But the Lord didn't have them there. That's how he do things. He said, I'm going to send you. And I got up that morning and I said, I don't think I'm going. My sister used to call me and tell me where everything going on about me, said people said about me or whatever. She didn't even call me up and say I was on program. She didn't even tell me what they said about me. Because I didn't care no way. I told him, one of the pastors, you didn't call me and they don't give a care about what you think about me. Now we better take it on up out of this church. Because you'll go home and your wife wonder why you got a black eye. Don't play with the Jesus because it ain't me. So I didn't want to go back because deep demons and spirit will shut you down if you play with them. Oh, they got a nice program with everybody in living color. That's where you do it when you got money. You can tell people ain't got money. You can't hardly see the writing on the program. The printer done about gave out of ink. Got everybody black and white. Some a little whiter and they real black. But God is good. And so I said, God, you too good for me. To me. I ain't trying to get up in this nice plush pulpit. I set up on this bowl here, got a hole on it, been doing it for years. To let you know that I want you to be pleasing with me. All you have done for me. I hold fast, he called me. And I had so many classes and say, he didn't. But I said, you can't persuade me. All he has done just for me. He brought healing to my body. He brought finance in. He brought a breakthrough from, gave me encourage. Gave me a booster. Gave me a desire to say yes, Lord. Oh, my healer, my deliverer. He wanted to be restored back to what that he had before he came down. I said on Friday night, God want to restore some people. I didn't know he was going to tell me to come to this today. Because you don't fake it like you still got it and you done lost it. You done lost your drive, your motivation to let him prove and show you. I don't change my mind. You allow somebody to change yours. Can I get a witness in the house? Can I get my three people? God bless your name today. Hallelujah. Sister Tinker, I want you to come up here. And if you weren't right, what these people say, don't come up here. Because ain't nobody got no room to talk about nobody. You just thank your hair. You got on your hot suit too. And you're old. That means the heart on the inside of you. You might have on your church clothes, but your heart on the inside. But oh healer, oh deliverance, oh cleanser, oh provider, Sister Tika, you done had many encounters. I know that God has a place for you. Because there's some stuff that you've been through. That's some things that you brought on yourself. That God wants you to tell some other young, tender heart thing. What the Lord has done for you, but you can't walk in it. You can't walk in two lanes. You got to find out which one that you really want to walk in. He's going to give you a choice today. It's left up to you. Because God was bringing you to a place in Him. You have a voice. You have talent. And believe it or not, when you say ministry, people back out. I ain't been good. Ain't nobody been up here good enough. But He knowing all things, He can put you on His line. And this line will manifest Him and Him alone. I hear you saying, I want this Jesus like that. And the enemy flip your mind over from that. Am I talking to you? I see the confusion that going through your head. And when you get up on that page, the enemy says, well, sure, I got you. That call wavering in and out. Why you think people getting killed on the highways? People get tired of you playing with them out there, and some just want to kill you anyway. You can't keep wavering. You're going to have to make up your mind, do you want this Jesus? Because anything you stand in need of, He can provide it. Oh, you hear me? I see that you've been weary in your spirit. When the enemy can allow us to get weary in our spirit, he messing with us big time. We ain't telling nobody, but they go shall by. Hallelujah. See, we give Him the power, all of us, because we so deep and think it's supposed to be my way. No, it got to be His way. Or you gonna get the highway. That means you might get run over and you get up out of here. He has done too much for you, Tika. He didn't take you from surrounding your family, not to provide and take care of you and your children. Somebody done gave you wrong information. It might have been yourself. Because when He want to release you from religious and tradition and what family are portrayed to know or be, we get confused. Oh, you hear me? But God didn't want it to be like that. He still don't want it to be like that. That's a place in God that He wants you to be willing to come. If you're willing to come, He'll meet you. And He'll show you. I hope that ain't my phone. Mine. Pops, oh, if His, He gonna... He gonna... I'm glad I don't know how to hold somebody on my phone and get the other one. When I'm talking to one, they have to wait their turn. I choose not to go to that class because it hinder what the Lord want to do. But I raise your hand a little higher. You don't even care.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.